Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for Wednesday, March 9, 2016. Two Palestinians killed by Israeli gunfire in Jerusalem. Meanwhile in Gaza, a fighter dies during training. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers killed on Wednesday morning two Palestinians in Jerusalem. One Israeli was injured in two separate attacks in the city. Israeli sources said that the two Palestinians reportedly rammed an Israeli with their car near Bab al-Amud area in Jerusalem, seriously wounding him. The sources added that the two Palestinians were also behind a shooting attack carried out earlier on Wednesday near the illegal Israeli settlement of Ramat Shlomo, northwest of Jerusalem. The slain Palestinians have been identified as Abdul Malik Abu Kharoub, 19, and Muhammad Al-Kaluti, 21, from Kafr Aqab town, north of Jerusalem, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. Earlier on Wednesday at dawn, the Israeli army kidnapped 22 Palestinians, including children and a journalist, in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including Jerusalem, during invasions, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, reported. Meanwhile in Gaza, the Al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of the Hamas movement, has reported Wednesday that one of its fighters was killed in what it called training and preparation accident in central Gaza. The brigade said Sulaiman Al-Ayadi from the Al-Burej refugee camp was killed during training on Wednesday morning. It added that its fighters will continue their training and preparations to what it called to keep ready for any Israeli aggression and escalation in the besieged Gaza Strip. And that's all for today from the IMMC News. This was the Wednesday, March 9, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ashmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.